Welcome back to the Dose Adjustment Podcast. Today we're breaking down the science of massage therapy.
Men are pretty reluctant to come in. The main thing is they're nervous.
let's get back on track.
The information provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only, and it does not establish a physician-patient or pharmacist-patient relationship. The opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are their own and do not constitute medical advice. This content is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Always consult with a licensed healthcare provider in your area before making any changes to your personal healthcare regimen or acting on any medical information shared in this podcast.
Welcome back to the Dose Adjustment Podcast. We've got a really special episode for you today. Today we're breaking down the science of massage therapy and how touch heals the nervous system, restores body awareness, and can help men reconnect with themselves. I am your co-host, Amir Rahimi. Also, I have Chris Hasenauer and Liz Stewart, our special guest today. So, Chris, take it over to you.
So, I'm Chris Hasenauer. I'm a physician assistant, the owner of Emerald Medical, and welcome to Dose Adjustment. Today, we are going to talk about massage therapy. And so, we have Liz Stewart. She has a bachelor's in nursing and psychology, as well as a licensed massage therapist and a neuroscience coach. So, let's talk about massage and what it can do for you, and particularly in the aspects of men health and nervous system, behavioral health, all the things.
Right. So, hi, I'm Liz Stewart. So, I have been doing neuromuscular therapy 20 years, at least, maybe a little longer. And men are pretty reluctant to come in. That's something they have to be pushed into. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a wife, a coworker, and they wait till the last minute, till their body's breaking down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of, one, guys are stubborn.
Right.
They're like, okay, we'll get better, you know, Tylenol, energy drink, whatever, and we'll do it. And there's kind of a stigma around it. It's either weakness, it's, you know, in a lot of cases, there's obviously...
Well, right, societal. We've been taught, it's be tough, don't do this, you're suck it up, don't complain, all those things.
You know, and it's like the spa aspect of it, the different stuff. The reality is, any high-performance athlete, this is part of their recovery routine.
Absolutely.
Every time. So
absolutely.
Let's dive into a little bit of the physiology and what it is in the nervous system.
So basically, when people come to see me, the main thing is they're nervous. Mm-hmm. Whether they've been through trauma or they have injuries, they don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And they think about it like that. They're like, oh, we're going into this spa. I don't know what's going on. I'm not a spa. That's not what I do. So I have to make you feel comfortable.
Right.
That's my whole job, is to take you from here and bring you down to here.
So down regulation of sympathetic nervous system.
You have to be in a parasympathetic state. That's so vital. You're not going to heal. Nothing's going to happen unless you're in that state.
Yeah, because
that's number one.
Your cortisol's messed up. Your hormones are jacked up because your sympathetic nervous system is in overdrive.
You need serotonin. You need oxytocin. You need all the good, feel-good chemicals flowing.
So tell me a little bit about your practice. So you said it's not like a spa.
It is not.
So I've got maybe a handful of massages in my life. Typically, it'll be on a cruise. We'll go do a couple of things with my wife.
Right.
But it always has a spa feel. Or we'll be on vacation, and that's when we'll splurge on it.
Right.
So what can somebody expect coming into your place? It would be different than a traditional spa.
Right. So when people come in to see me, it is nice in there. It is. I think Chris has been in there, so he can vouch. It is very nice, inviting, warm. But you're not going to get the fluff and buff treatment. I think that's why men are really hesitant to come in, because they are getting someone who got a massage license overnight. They don't know what to expect. That's why when I go to hire people, it's, do you have a background in medical? Do you have a background in trauma? How long have you been doing this? What is your main goal when working with people? Are you concerned about their overall health, or are you just in here to rub and get through
it? Luxury type.
Right. So when they come in, we sit and we talk. We sit and we talk for a few minutes. They fill out a form. I get to know them. I want to know what you've been through. I want to know what's going on with you before we even get to the table.
Okay. So like a medical behavioral health intake almost.
Absolutely, but it goes a little, you know, I try to make people comfortable. Like I said, that's my whole job. If you're coming in and you're nervous, number one, men are usually nervous when they come in, especially if they haven't gotten a massage before, or it's been a while, or they've done it on a cruise, right? And they're like, oh, I laid there and they put the stones on me and the fluffy oils and it was great. And I'm talking to you about your nervous system. I want to know what's going on with you on a day-to-day basis. You might have a shoulder injury. That's why you came in to see me. But let's dig a little bit deeper. And you don't have to talk right away. Sometimes that takes a few sessions for people to open up. But they're going to do that. Then they're going to come and they're going to lay on the table. And I'm going to assess them and see what's going on with their breathing. What's going on with their talking? Are they talking? Mm-hmm. Are they silent? Are they scared to open up? Are they nervous and tense? That's going to show me what's going on with their body.
Very interesting. Very cool.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Amir here from the Dose Adjustment Podcast. Listen, we talk so much about human performance, and from time to time, we will mention the supplements that can help supercharge you in that journey. And if you go to t1rx.com, you will see all the supplements that we offer. It is all about human, especially male, optimization and helping you to be the highest performer you can be. The supplement line is very simple, very clean, all natural, and it is built to help you succeed in your healthcare journey and everyday life. If you have any questions, hit us up on the website, t1rx.com. These supplements are off the chain. I think they're going to be extremely beneficial for you and your family. Thank you.
All right. Sorry for the little sidetrack.
No, they're good. So when we look at that stuff and we're going down there, so I mean, you're talking parasympathetic, you know, like bringing this, turning the sympathetic down, bringing parasympathetic on, which, okay, so for everybody that, to get out of the medical jargon stuff. So like your sympathetic nervous system is like your fight or flight response. Your parasympathetic nervous system is your rest, digest, recovery.
Right.
Which is how you heal. Then you have this vagus nerve, which is your one of your cranial nerves. Think of it as like a big internet port to your brain that calms you down or jacks you up. So your vagal nerve response is kind of vital with this. So when you're talking about assessing breathing, you're assessing muscle tension, that's really kind of what you're looking at.
Absolutely. I want to see what communication is going on with you and your body, and what are you giving me in a feedback loop? What is the body telling me, and what is it telling you? Because the body and the brain don't always communicate properly.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, when we talk about the brain, so you have your brain, which is you have the, obviously, parasympathetic, sympathetic, which is a lot of it when you get into that is like reflex.
Absolutely.
But then you're kind of overriding it with the mind and like,
100%.
So how do you differentiate the two? And then what does massage do to kind of break those barriers down, like specifically?
Right. So when I'm working on someone, for instance, and I'm doing maybe some cranial work or I'm holding under their neck, 99% of my clients talk. This is not typical in most massages. People go in to relax, right? They don't want to talk. But with me, talking is a good thing. So they're talking, they're telling me about their life. I'm starting to feel their body tense up as they're talking and then relax. And then it tenses up and relaxes. And then we work through things and get to a point where their body completely relaxes in my hand. And then the trigger points, which is part of neuromuscular therapy, the adhesion points on the body, start to melt. And then they say, oh, I feel better. So their breathing changes, their cadence of their speech changes, everything changes. And you can tell like in about 5 minutes where they're going with this. And then I adjust what I'm doing based on what they're giving me. So then we kind of work through the body that way.
And how long do the benefits of a massage like this, so you're able to relax them, you know, hit those trigger points, you know, how far do the benefits go?
Oh,
so I'm asking like, do you have to come in every day? Do you have to come in every week? Do you have to come in every month? You
know? So regular treatments help. Most of my clients are on a maintenance plan. I have clients come in weekly, bi-weekly, monthly. Monthly is typical. That's like about the average to kind of keep the maintenance going. If you have a lot of trauma and you have stuff going on, you want to come in on a more regular basis.
Yeah.
So when people are going through something traumatic, like I just recently had a guy, he went through a car accident. His wife died. Lost a dog. Like it was just a series of bad things. He came in to me as a referral. All of my clients come in as referrals.
Yeah.
From a doctor, an ortho in town that I know. He came in because his body was jacked up. And he sat there and he talked to me for 45 minutes before we even got on the table.
Yep.
And he had to do that before I could even touch these areas of his body that have been through severe trauma. All of these emotions that we have, we're storing those in the body. You might not realize it, but it's gonna come out eventually.
Yeah.
So I have people that can be on the table and they have no idea what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because you will have grown men, these jacked guys, right? MMA fighters, super tough, right? And they start crying. And they're like apologizing. I'm like, you don't need to apologize. This is normal.
Because it's, right, so obviously you read the book, The Body Keeps Score.
Yes.
Right, so that's kind of the premise of a lot of stuff. Because in the context of behavioral health, everything is about neuroplasticity. And when you're changing the pain response and the tension response and you're releasing dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, you're changing the neurochemical pattern in its brain. You're doing it through physical manipulation, which is really interesting in the sense of what you're getting from it. It's a super cool connection to think about how, you know, obviously the body and the mind are connected and how we can improve both, because everybody thinks about massage like, oh, I got a knot in my neck. It is exponentially more than that, because there is a massive neurochemical cascade going on.
Huge. And that's why I try to educate people when they come in. And mm-hmm. I'm like, listen, this is what you can expect. Mm-hmm. You're here. We're trying to get you here. We don't have to break down your whole childhood to get here. Mm-hmm. You know, not that therapy doesn't have its place, because mm-hmm. it does. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about rewiring, and that's the other part of my business, is I'm a neuroscience counselor, and that's, I rewire people, basically. Mm-hmm. But I have a really big advantage because I've spent 20 years with my hands on people. So I know what's, you can tell me all you want, but your body doesn't lie.
Yeah.
Your body's going to tell me what's going on, and I'm going to know. So when you have the same pathway that you've been doing over and over and over again, and you're like, it's comfortable. And I'm like, it's the worst thing for you though. This is your loop that you've been in, but you're comfortable because you've been wearing this path. Now we got to go over here and make a new path. And you're like, what's uncomfortable at first? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But you have to, because as you're doing this, it's going to get easier. And now you've rewired. That's neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. So now you have a new path. This one, we're going to leave that over there. It's going to fade off. You're not going to need that anymore.
And is that in respect more to our thought patterns, or is it like physical habits and things that we're doing?
Both.
Anything from substances to
both
laziness, whatever it might be.
Yeah,
both.
Absolutely. So when people have habits that they've created, mm-hmm. whether it's bad or good, mm-hmm. you've created those pathways. It's all on you. It's in your brain. You've done that.
Yep.
Everyone wants to blame everyone around them, but it's you that did it.
Of course.
So you have to be taught that. You also have to be taught that you can undo some of these and make new pathways.
So think, so looking at it from the standpoint of like, I'm stressed out, I have muscular tension, mm-hmm. right? The stress obviously comes from your brain and your reaction.
Right.
So you're, everybody's like, okay, calm down, talk to your therapist. This is attacking it from the opposite direction.
Right.
You're releasing the somatic symptoms or the physical symptoms to rewire the brain.
Absolutely. So I have people that come in, oh, I'm fine. Everything's great. I'm good. You know, I'm like, okay, great.
Oh, you met Amir.
Yes. I'm totally fine. Everything's great, right? So then, oh, what's wrong? I just came in here because my wife wanted me to. Okay. All right. So they lay down. We get started. Their back feels like this. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, this is years of chronic stress. Protect. It's a protection.
Yep.
It's a protective mechanism that you've created mentally and physically. Mm-hmm. Oh, I work out every day. I go to the gym. I lift weights. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay. And do you stretch? Mm-hmm. Do you...
Never. First of never.
Take a walk? Do you talk to anyone? Or you just go, oh, no, I wake up at 6. I go till 10. I'm good. I'm great. I'm like, yep, you're totally fine. Everything's fine.
It
and then
good, yeah.
When we start working through the body, that's when the magic happens.
Yeah.
When I get into some of these areas and they go, oh, I didn't even know that was there, right? Oh, why do I feel like that? And then that's how it happens.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at all this, you've been doing this for 20 plus years,
yeah.
the education that comes with it. So when you look at nursing, psychology, neuroscience coaching,
yeah.
has that changed the way that you practice 100%. Massage?
Oh, yeah.
Based on just further education,
absolutely.
Experiences from, yeah.
Yeah, so I love people. Mm-hmm. I actually do. I really love interacting with humans. And I find the brain super fascinating. Mm-hmm. That's why my background's kind of unique. I started out not quite sure which direction I was going to go in. I think a lot of people have that. But I worked in an inpatient psych unit for 4 years. Like, I got to see that day in mm-hmm. and day out. Different kinds of humans, different kind of reactions, you know, takedowns, codes every day, crazy mm-hmm. stuff. Then when I was doing nursing, I got to see how systems work.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of put it all together and said, this isn't what I want to do. This isn't what I want to do. I'm not sure what I'm doing. Finally went to massage therapy school as a bridge to a PT program.
Mm-hmm.
Did it, realized I can make my own hours, still see people one-on-one, take all the background that I have, combine it with what I was doing with neuroscience, and make my own thing. Mm-hmm. That gave me a huge edge over 90% of the people who were doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that really gives me more incentive actually on a day-to-day basis to keep going, keep digging.
Right, so all of that, it's taking you to this place. Now with all of the education background, we kind of talked a little bit about like massage, like what it does physically, the body.
Right.
I mean, everybody understands you're breaking up fascia, you're moving muscle, you're
absolutely.
Doing the same. What is it doing to your brain?
So it's taking your brain, like you said, from a sympathetic to a parasympathetic state. When you're in a parasympathetic state, you're resting, you're relaxing, you're resetting, you're repairing. That's what you have to be in order to get the body in alignment. You can work on knots all day long, but the people are going to leave, they're going to come right back. So if they're not in this parasympathetic state, that's not going to help them. So when they get a massage and they feel relaxed, that's going to then carry on for days, weeks. It's going to transmute everything they're doing in their life. You see people come in for regular treatments, and then I think like 2 months later, they'll come back and say, oh, I'm so much more relaxed and calm in my everyday life. It leads to other practices too. So your brain now has these feel-good chemicals. That's a cascading effect that's going to lead to other good choices in your life.
So you talked in early on a little bit about the reluctance of men to go and do this. And so even as I'm listening, I'm like, this sounds really amazing. This could be really helpful. This could be a great add-on to working out, supplementation, focusing on our diet, everything else that us as men are trying to do and accomplish and be entrepreneurs at the same time. And then I'm like, well, that'd be a great thing for my wife. I should send her. You know, because she's stressed out and, you know, do I want to spend the money on myself or not? Because I could just go to the gym, you know, or I could learn how to stretch myself. But it just goes back to that point. As men, we are reluctant. I think in my personal situation, like, if somebody's going to get the value or if we're going to spend some money on that, I'm going to send my wife to go do that. But then in the background, I'm saying, you know what? I could be a much more successful person.
Well, exactly. So it's the emotional side of it, too, because, like, guys are always going to look at the mechanical side. Because we're like, whatever, fuck off, emotions are stupid. Feelings are dumb.
They're not coming at it from an emotional part.
They're not coming at and it is that, because this is, it's interesting because it kind of bridges a gap between physical health and behavioral health that a lot of modalities don't. Right? So you look at this thing, you're getting like a double bang for your buck here. You're like, you're going to go out, you're going to be more relaxed, your body's going to be more flexible, knots are going to be out. All the chronic pain and all the shit that hurts all the time is kind of going to go away. But then the neuroplasticity and kind of resetting your brain and like, all right, so now you go into it and whatever new habit formation you're going to do, talking about where she's like, you get improved habits. You know, we talk about this with ketamine therapy. We talk about all these different things. This is a very beneficial, like I said, double bang for your buck here. You're getting all the physical stuff, but then if you can get into it and talk it through,
it's another tool in your toolbox, right? Like, you always have to re-up your coping skills. Like, as you go through life, you're like, oh, I need new things in my box. This is one of those things that you can add, and you can always change it, get more in depth. I think it's like the whole concept of you need to put your oxygen mask on first,
right? 100%.
And then you're so much more of a better human now. Your wife is going to appreciate that. I can tell you from a female standpoint, women call me every time. Their husbands come in to see me, and they call me. Thank you. He's so much nicer. I'm like, okay. Because, I mean, and people know when you've been married a long time, your wife can tell you the same thing over and over and over and over again, and you might not listen. But I might tell you, and you're like, oh, that's a great idea. I'm like, okay, well, she's been trying to tell you that for 20 years, but I'm glad you listened, and go buy her some flowers, and let's have a nice day.
So when you, kind of going back to the behavioral health side and the psychology side, we probably get a lot of clients. So men have a really good way of masking anxiety, depression. Like, I mean, women do too, but men are they'll get very stoic about it. PTSD obviously is a big one for me. So how have you seen this improve symptoms in people that from that standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have attracted a lot of trauma-based care in my business through referrals. So when people come in, like I said with the guy, I'm fine, everything's fine. I can see through a lot of that other people can't. So I know what's going on with people. I usually have a pretty good read on them. After a few sessions, some of this real nitty-gritty stuff starts to come out. And you realize that these men have been holding it together for so long. And when their body finally, and their mind, they're on the table and they finally relax,
it all comes out.
It all comes out. Yeah. And I try to tell everyone, I'm like, do not feel bad if you come in here and emotions are running high, like you're like angry or you're happy, or then you're, you know, it can happen in a whole 90-minute session. You don't know what's going to happen, right? I think men get this feeling, like you said, of being stoic, being the provider, being the protector. I'm this, I'm that. They come in, they see me, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to totally be fine. I get on the table, get a massage, and they have no idea what's going to happen. And that's scary.
You lay down that mask that you face out of this forward facing the rest of the world, and that armor drops off or whatever you want to say, and it's rough.
And like I said, my job's to make you feel safe. And mm-hmm. that's a strange concept for most men. I'm here to make you feel safe. And you're like, what are you going to do for me? Mm-hmm. I don't safe. You're not a threat to me. No, you're a threat to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're your own worst enemy. You've been running the whole program in your brain forever. Yeah. You're running the show.
And I think, you know, any man, if he gets relaxed enough and feels safe enough, is, you know, we're going to talk about crying, right?
Right.
You know, I guess real men cry. It happens. It happens twice a year for me. Yeah. Maybe once a year. You know.
The purge.
The purge. Yeah. And I feel a hell of a lot better afterwards. And I kind of feel like a pussy.
Yeah.
You know, at the same time, because, like, you know, my wife didn't want to hear this crap about me, you know, feeling whatever. But we've got to get that out of us.
You have to.
And I can't tell Chris. I don't know if I could tell Chris, you know, but
I'll cry
he's not the average guy, you know. But yeah, you know, maybe we don't need to cry if we wouldn't bottle it up for 18 months.
Right.
And then, you know, let it all out, because we feel like nobody understands what's going on with us, with our lives, the way that we have to provide.
Right.
And the truth is, probably most people exactly don't know. They know on a large picture, but that's an amazing service that you provide for sure.
No, and I think too, with trauma, when you've had a lot of things happen to you that you don't discuss, mm-hmm. like as in you've been in military, or it could be, you know, I have housewives that come in who've been through a lot of trauma, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't have to be, it doesn't look the same to everyone. They have built this complete persona around themselves of who they are. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like an identity shift. And sometimes that turns into an identity crisis also.
Absolutely. But and then you kind of look at the loss of identity, but like, okay, so as men, you kind of you grow up, you're a little kid, you're cuddly with your parents, you're doing these things, and then at some point, as guys, like, especially now in society, like, men do not have a lot of, like, non-sexual touch in their lives.
Right.
Like, they're very, like, guys don't really touch each other, you know, give a bro hug, whatever. Like, women are like, oh, you know, like, they just talk with their hands, all the things. That is a vital part of human connection.
It
that
is.
We don't necessarily understand. So when you look at that, that's kind of what that release is happening. Like you know, you have these like encounters with people with non-sexual touch, and it starts this whole chemical cascade in your body because we are social creatures.
Yeah. Right. Well, I saw that during COVID also. Like, I was the only person that some people saw for months, sometimes like over a year. And so when I would put my hands on them, they would just be like, oh, like they hadn't even had a hug, you know? And it's so sad because I'm just like, okay. And other people also, like, touching on that, they only associate touch with sexual orientation or sexual feelings or anything having to do with sex. And they don't even know what healthy boundaries are.
Right.
So also I have to reestablish with people, hey, listen, this is therapeutic. This is the, and I haven't had like too many of those incidences because of the way that my business is structured.
Mm-hmm.
But that happens a lot with men, this hesitancy to go in, and they're like, I don't know if I want to lay there and get touched on for an hour. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my body?
Yeah. Do you think there's like some sort of fear that there will be some sort of sexual turn on, and then they'll be embarrassed about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And all therapists that are trained, especially like in the state of Florida, that are licensed, you go through training for this. Your body's your body.
Yeah.
Okay. There's certain things that are normal, that are natural. It doesn't mean like you're a bad person or something. You know what I mean? Like they get this whole fear around everything. And that's the problem. Now that's sent you into a whole state, right? Now you started.
You're already
cycle.
Nervous going in there.
You're already nervous
about the process,
going in.
Not
that's why when people come to see me, we have to sit and talk first. Yeah. I allow time for that. Yeah. You have to.
So not like, you know, middle school dance where you're sitting there.
Exactly.
Leave some space for Jesus. You know,
two pairs of underwear.
That's right. No, you have to. Oh my God. Oh, that's
let's
great.
Let's get back on track. Oh man. Okay, so. Real quick, you know, people are looking to come and see you. Is it only through referral, or is it something that they can make a direct connection?
I mean, they can definitely connect me. It's info@coastaltherapies.com. Mm-hmm. They can email me. I have a waiting list.
Okay.
So they just have to call to be put on the waiting list. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of the therapists that I've started to onboard to kind of help with the process. My problem is most people just want to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to get people kind of comfortable seeing other therapists and not just me. I'll initially take them, kind of walk them through the whole process, work on them, and then pass them along.
Do you train the other therapists that you're onboarding?
I do. Okay. I do.
So that you have a, like, your technique and the kind of, I don't know if you call it intellectual property, but the way that your business runs, you're trying to pass
that
on.
Absolutely. And I do. I take people and I keep them on a case-by-case mm-hmm. basis. So some people I cannot pass on.
Right.
They have to stay with me, mm-hmm. and that's fine. And that's just how we work it.
All right. So as we finish up here, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to plug? I mean, obviously your business. Anything else you want to?
Well, besides the massage, I do the neuroscience coaching. So I invite people to also go on my websites, coastaltherapies.com, and then you can learn more about me and learn about the website. What is actually on there? What do I do? So I feel like I wear a lot of different hats during the day. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm doing massage. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm on Zoom calls. Sometimes I'm coaching people through life events. So it's a full run that I do every day.
Well, I'm curious about the neuroscience side, and maybe if you can like wipe the patient information, but just maybe tell us about some of your greatest hits or greatest success stories where you help people get from A to B. I think we got a little bit of time.
Absolutely. So like a client that I've had recently, you know, it's funny because I've had clients that, like I said, are the housewife all the way to the CEO, mm-hmm. actors, everyone. And everyone's the same when it gets, you know, when you come down to it, everyone's the same. I had a guy, he was a CEO, high-powered individual, retired, didn't know what he was doing with his life. Couldn't figure it out. You would think this guy had it all figured out by the company that he ran and what he was doing. He comes to see me and said, I went fishing. I don't know what else to do. I play golf. I'm absolutely bored out of my mind. And I have no friends. And I was like, well, this is a problem. Like, mm-hmm. you have no connections. He hates his wife, doesn't talk to his kids. You know, he's depressed. He's 67 and wants to kill himself because nothing's working in his life. Over the course of about, I think it was about 12 weeks, we worked one-on-one. We incorporated a lot of different things. I have a referral network, so he did many different things in this time. It wasn't just with me. He mm-hmm. was seeking therapy. But I said, what do you want to do? Like, what would make you happy? And he needed to make connections. I got him involved with a group. He has friends now. He wanted to take surf lessons. We got him surf lessons. He's standing up on a board. That led to a whole bunch mm-hmm. of other things. He called me. He said, I've never felt better. In the sessions, we worked on creating new neural pathways.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard at first, but after you do that 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, you're going to be so much better, right? Like, when you go to the gym, you don't expect to get abs in a week. That's not going to happen.
I expected. It never happened.
It's not going to happen, right? But, you know, after 30 days, you've set a pattern, right? And after 3 months, you're like, oh, I see something. Something's going on here.
Something's down there, yeah.
You know, so you feel a little bit better. But that's just one example. And he's doing great. I mean, his wife called me.
Yeah.
And she said, I got my husband back. Thank you, because he's nicer. They're going on dates. You know, they're doing all the things they used to do.
So what would be an example of a new neural pathway like this individual put into practice?
Yeah, so he was the typical, like, negative guy. Mm-hmm. You know, well, if it's going to be bad, it's going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why are you saying that?
Yeah.
You've said that for 40 years. We got to change that, buddy. And we started with, I hate to say, like, mantras, but we basically just started with new verbiage when he wakes up in the morning.
Yep.
Starting your day differently. I was like, what do you do in the morning? He's like, I get up, have coffee, look at the paper, I don't know, check my stocks. I'm like, okay, so I need you to adjust yourself before you even get to the coffee.
Yep.
Like, lay in your bed for a minute, feel where you are. Like, he's never, most people aren't gonna sit there and go, oh, I'm in my body, you know?
Yeah.
Like, new day, okay. But he had to kind of just take 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I said, it doesn't have to be this long process. It doesn't need to be. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's going to be a detriment to you and work against you. So if you can take a couple minutes just to align yourself, then get up, go out. I said, say hi to your wife in the morning.
Yeah, that'd be a good start, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be a great start? I'm like, give your wife a kiss, say good morning. Gratitude, appreciation, all those things that, like, sound cliche and hokey, they actually work.
Yeah,
so 100%. He just started doing that. I said, do it for 7 days. See what happens in your life. When he started doing that and interacting with people differently, even at Publix, going through the line, not being a disgruntled, you know, ass. You know?
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole, yeah. So people reacted differently to him.
They sure do, yeah.
And then he realized, oh, God, this might work. So when we started doing that, his new mantra was, I'm going to have a good day today. I'm going to get up and I'm going to have a good day today. I'm going to do something new today. I'm going to have something exciting happen to me today. And he does.
Yeah, that's super powerful.
It
is. That is really, really cool. I try to do something very similar myself. I'll take about a minute in bed, and it's just a gratitude thing.
Right.
And it's usually just that my family's still alive, and I still have business to go to in the morning. And then when I get to work, like my workers here, I'll say, hey, are you ready for the most productive day of your life? Like every day I'll come in, and it's like, and they know it's coming. And they're like, yes, I'm here, you know. But I think it kind of sets everybody off on that positive momentum.
Right.
It's not just another day of suck. Like, it's going to be amazing.
Right.
You're like Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers of drugs.
Yeah, no.
No neighbors. Yeah.
No, it's different. Cool. Life is short, you know. Like, you have to make the most of every day. You only get so many days, and you don't know how many you get. So seize it, do it.
And the truth is, like, for most people, we don't have anybody to talk to about that. You know, our wife, you know, for men at least, our wives are not always the greatest sounding board, right? They're really focused on what they have to do, what's going on with the family, getting the kids here, getting the kids there. If you can get the right group of guys, mastermind class or whatever you want to call it, great. But for most of us, 99% of people,
they don't
it's all in our own head.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're in that loop.
Yeah,
it's what was just talking about before. Yeah. You have to break those loops, those trauma cycles, those negative thought loops, all those different things that will absolutely sabotage
you. But you've been trained to do that from society, from your life, from your experiences.
And you train yourself.
And you're coaching yourself in a way. I always think of that that quote is like, he who has himself for a coach has an idiot for a coach.
Yeah.
You know, and I always think about that. Like, I don't need to hire anybody. I don't need to go do anything. Like, I can think of this stuff on my own.
The eternal, I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, until you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I think of that quote. An idiot for a coach. Very cool.
All right. So what else you got for us before we end this up here, wrap it up?
Yeah, I would just like especially men to know that they can reach out and start changing things today. They can literally get out of their own head, and it only takes a minute or two. You can pick up the phone. You can make an appointment somewhere. You can step outside. You can make those connections. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit there and wait. And I think because of our society and this kind of doom scrolling world that we're in, people are getting these dopamine hits.
Oh, yeah. So we get dopamine hits and they're cheap dopamine hits, and we're not doing, you know, serotonin, oxytocin, like all these other, there's a whole lot of other things besides that, you know, so we're.
Right.
Just the.
Like, there's a study that came out from MIT that you can grow your neurons 400% by exercising 30 minutes a day. Okay, 30 minutes. Go to the gym. Go to the park. We have a park. It's free. Go walk. Do some pull-ups. Do some push-ups. If you're not able to do that, find resources. You can call Chris.
Yeah, come see me. I'll help you out. So, absolutely. So... give them the website, Instagram handles, all the things one more time.
Yes, yes. So the website is coastaltherapies.com, and then Instagram is at coastaltherapieswellness.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, thank you for joining
us
today.
Thanks, guys. This was fun.
Really fascinating stuff. I'm going to sign up.
Okay.
I'm going to get my wife signed up as well.
Awesome.
Would love to come and learn more and then maybe do a follow-up.
Absolutely.
Just to share some of my experiences, you know, regarding it. So thank you for
coming
on.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Join us again on the Dose Adjustment Podcast as we dive into everything health and medical. And we'll see you next time.
The information provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only, and it does not establish a physician-patient or pharmacist-patient relationship. The opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are their own and do not constitute medical advice. This content is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Always consult with a licensed healthcare provider in your area before making any changes to your personal healthcare regimen or acting on any medical information shared in this podcast.